When the coronavirus pandemic forced many parents to stay home, they often kept their youngest children home from daycare, too. As the pandemic draws on, Liz Schlemmer reports some child care providers are struggling to survive.
Cassandra Brooks runs the Little Believers Academy with daycare centers in Clayton and Garner. She says fewer than half her students were attending this spring, and that number dropped again the first week of June.
In my one location, Garner, I think they have five children a day. Five children. You can't operate a business with five children.
Before the pandemic hit, that center served 40 children. Brooks says she doesn't know how much longer she can support her business with that drop in income.
You know, I toy with like, you know, should you go into something different? I don't know. And then I see my other counterparts, some of my other friends that operate schools. They're like, Cassandra, June 15th, I'm done.
About a third of all child care centers in the state have remained closed since March. Some of those that have managed to stay open could be forced to shut their doors soon.
The current situation and the outlook for child care in North Carolina, as it is across the country, is very bleak.
That's Michelle Rivest. She's the executive director of the North Carolina Early Education Coalition. She says about a quarter of kids in North Carolina live in what's considered a child care desert, named for the lack of daycare slots for families who need them.
The state of child care was always a fragile system. Most child care programs operate on a shoestring, very low profit margins.
Right now, the numbers really don't look good for child care centers.
Probably a third of them will go out of business permanently. They're going to face financial ruin. That is how bleak it is.
State officials came through with emergency aid in March. That included hazard pay for child care workers, child care subsidies for essential workers, and one-time operating grants for child care centers. But those stabilizing measures were short-term, and they are running out. Democrats in the State House filed a bill to funnel more federal aid to the child care industry, but it hasn't moved forward.
So basically, all of these things are coming to an end in June.
Child care subsidies for essential workers ended the 1st of June. Latoya Buchanan is a nurse who was using one of those subsidies to send her three kids to Little Believers Academy. The grant helped her finish her residency to become a nurse practitioner. But right around the time she graduated, the grant expired. Now she can't afford daycare.
I am at home with my children all day, every day. I mean, I need a safe place for my children to go so I can go and work and be a helping hand right now.
Buchanan is a single mom, and her parents would normally be a backup child care option. But her parents live an hour away, and what's more, she's worried about exposing them to COVID-19 while she works with patients. She's facing a catch-22. Buchanan needs a good-paying job to pay for child care, but first, she needs child care to take a job.
Well, honestly, I had an offer already before graduation. So can't do anything with it because I don't have childcare.
To take the job, she would need help paying for daycare to get her by for a month or two. Then her new salary would cover her childcare costs, about $1,500 a month.
You kind of look at your finances and say, okay, do we eat or do they go to childcare? Because of how tight just money is right now for the family.
As other parents transition back into the workforce over the next year or two, they may find themselves in similar situations. Either they can't afford childcare, or if enough centers close, they may not even be able to find one. Here's Cassandra Brooks again.
My biggest fear is that it doesn't pull out, like we don't pull out past this.
If predictions become reality and a third of child care centers in North Carolina close long term, tens of thousands of children would be affected.
And I'm afraid that we're going to look down the road 10 years from now and just going to say, my God, what happened?
If she does have to close her two daycare centers, she'd like to become a child care advocate to lobby for the industry to be funded more like public education. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.